Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Klein Alley Show. 106.7 KROQ-FM in HD Pasadena, Los Angeles, Orange County. This is the world famous K-Rock.
All right. Good morning and welcome to your prequent. Here we are. Holiday prequent is officially here on a Thursday. We are Klein Alley Show.
Kicking the prequent off early.
Oh, man. Something's wrong with the board.
Cool.
I blame Kevin Ryder for this one. Unfortunately, we're not going to be able to hear from Jake right now. Or maybe that's a good thing. You know what? Thank you, Kevin Ryder. We can't hear from Jake.
Beautiful. This is all we ask.
The greatest. I was like, wow, this guy is a Hall of Fame broadcaster coming back to K-Rock, and he's figured out a way to make it so Jake's nerd hole can no longer pipe into the main studio.
Let me get in here and press the most important button.
God damn, he's a hero. Well, anyway, you got Ali over there. You got Klein here. You got DJ Omar Khan right there.
Hello.
You got Postmaster Johnny and Vanessa in the back, although they technically can't speak to us either right now because they're all coming through the same janky-ass microphone that Jake talks to us from. So regardless, here we are kind of together for right now. Decent show planned for you today, believe it or not. And I am blown away. The news I heard this morning when I walked in here, I am, to be honest, completely shocked about, Allie.
Really?
Yeah, because I thought yesterday we had an impact on you.
There was an impact, but then I got the phone call and I was like, "No."
I really thought.
Wait, how were you?
I was like, "No."
That's how idiots think to themselves.
Whenever I see a picture or a video of the kid, he's like, "No."
Yesterday, there was a full blown intervention on the show about your plan to become a crazy cat lady. You were going to go from 1 to 3.
You FaceTime her last night.
You listened to me. You listened to your mom, who got involved, and she said, "What the hell are you doing with yourself? You have a young kid. You don't need this chaos in your life."
Yeah, but it's not. It's great chaos. You know better than anybody that a little chaos is fun. You know what? There are a lot of animals that need homes out there. There are a lot of shelters that are overrun with animals. And if we have a loving, slightly chaotic and a little dirty home for them, then so be it. We picked up the cats last night. That's what happened. They're here.
She got them.
I got them.
Our pep talk of at least think about it for a few days was you went the opposite way completely. And you went out yesterday, last night, and you went and got cats. Well, and now you are officially a crazy cat lady.
She said, "I never do this, but they're technically fine to go home. And I usually go to the person's house to make sure that it's a good home for
these
cats."
Kittens are a nightmare, so get them out of here now.
But yeah. she was like, "I just can't do it anymore." And she said, "I'll make an exception this time." I think really it was because of traffic and the distance.
Yeah.
I'll make an exception. I'm like, yeah, you don't want to come out here. I get it.
Every time she's dropped off a cat at anyone's house that'll take him, I'm sure it's, quote, an exception. I don't think she's ever played by the rules. But anyway, congratulations. Allie's family has tripled in size overnight.
I'm very tired, and I didn't really anticipate my allergies were going to be so much worse.
Oh, great. Well, today will be a fun show. We'll be sneezing all over each other. We're going to hook you up with tickets. We'll get into everything we have in store for you. It's going to be a decent one, and we'll get into it after this. All right, good morning. It's K-Rock. We are Klein Alley Show. Apparently, according to the experts, if you've not hit the road yet for your holiday weekend travel, forget it. Traffic's just going to keep piling up between now and sometime Monday, and Omar likes to remind you, pack your patience.
Nope.
A lot of the professionals will tell you the exact same thing, and apparently today is the real... used to be tomorrow, cut out early. That was the idea. Tomorrow, you cut out early on a Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Now they're going...
Those are the good old days.
That's a sucker's move. The real people that need to get out of town don't want to sit in traffic. You're getting out today.
You think the first person who was like, "You know what, guys? Call me crazy. Let's leave Thursday."
Yeah.
Now and they were like, thought they were genius. They were like, oh my God, no one's on the road. And now everybody's doing that. But this is my favorite time right now because this is the time that the news crews are going, I'm here at the airport and it's not busy yet.
But it's going to be.
But it's going
to
be.
Get ready for craziness. So anyway, we are reminding you to get the hell out of town. And you're more than welcome to bring us with you because we'll be keeping you company all weekend long. K-Rock's going to be counting down the 250 greatest songs of all time or something, but I'm sure it'll just be a replay of whatever they played last year for Memorial Day.
Firecracker Memorial Day or
I don't think they're updating it. Let's be honest. It's I'm sure it's going to be some Nirvana.
That new Sally song made it.
I don't think it did. I'll tell you why that new Sally song probably didn't make it, because it is affecting our audience in crazy ways, and this is a lawsuit that we now have to deal with, Allie.
Hey, guys. Kind of got an emergency here. I was driving my son to school today, and then that Sally song came on, and next thing I knew, I was driving him to the ER because his eardrums burst, and it was horrible. So I'll be coming after you guys because I do love your show, but someone's got to pay for this ear replacement surgery that he has to get.
That's crazy.
All right, sweet dibbits. Bye.
Yeah. I don't know if that song is going to play today. At some point, we did get.
It did get mentioned by our boss yesterday.
Talking to by the boss yesterday. Who said,
what'd he say?
He was like, so I guess you guys didn't like that Sally song, huh? And we were like, no, not at all.
And did you ask him, what are you doing?
Well, there was no time because garbage stopped by.
I said, but here's the thing about the song.
Guess where were you there, though?
I said, thank you, Omar. We were not the garbage, the band garbage. Okay. We said to him about the Sally song, we said, you know, usually music's very subjective, and any song we play on K-Rock, there'll be people that love it and people that hate it. I said, universally, we all hated this song equally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was
and
bad.
And he goes, really? I go, yeah.
I just don't know why that's so shocking him. Especially, this is a guy that's run K-Rock for decades.
Yeah, he didn't know.
Really? People don't like it? Yeah, no.
I said, but it's not only all of us that hated it. It was all of the listeners that hated it, too.
Yeah.
He goes, all of them? I go, all of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And we have to be the voice of our listeners.
This poor guy had his son had to get ear replacement surgery. I mean, that's wild. I mean, think about that.
One thing we do know is that the company and the station do not have money to fix that kid's
ear problem. Here's what we have on the show planned for you today. Let's go ahead and start with what is in it for you. Well, the return of the Dank Tank, which means your high ideas could become high profit. Anything that you thought about while you were high, or potentially just an idea so stupid that no one would really invest in it, we still will. We'll take your ideas later this morning for the return of the Dank Tank. That could result in you winning tickets to see Shang Wang at the Bank of America Performing Arts Center in Thousand Oaks in September. Also, we will let you select your mission for MyChem or Linkin Park or Incubus or Blink-182 or The Offspring. You can go ahead and select which mission you'd like to go on. That'll be coming up later this morning as well. Jake suggested yesterday that I tell my kids that instead of having the summer off, I will enroll them in summer school. I did give them that information yesterday.
Nice.
It did not go great, and I ended up in the most amount of pain that I've been in a long time.
Oh, no. Did you get beaten?
So we will play that for you a little bit later this morning as well in a new round of Klein's Kids Hate Him, the most violent round of that ever. So
they are getting very physical.
Very physical. And I don't like it at all.
Until it's like a Jerry Springer moment. Then it's cool again.
I think you guys will have a good laugh at my expense later this morning. So we will get into all of that. And in honor of this viral video that perhaps you've seen, local dog fought off 5 coyotes at the same time. Amazing story. Probably one of the coolest dog videos you could have. And if you're the owner of that dog, you're thinking to yourself, man, my dog is badass.
Totally.
We will give you an opportunity to share the stories of a time that your dog was either heroic or the coolest thing your dog has ever done. Because even those dogs, like Omar's dog, who he thinks is a total dud, occasionally they will do at least one thing where you go, man, that was cool. Well, most dogs.
Other than
Omar's dog. Every other person that has a dog has got that one story where you're like, man, my dog is the coolest.
Well, look, your dog had the dog humping moment.
Hey, 10 million strong. F that Spider-Man pillow. I mean, F the so much so that, it's a bit of a celebrity now. Dog gets recognized in the streets.
Yeah, and this dog not only fought off one coyote, but it was 5 coyotes simultaneously. I mean, it was like superhero being surrounded by bad guys status.
Yeah, we'll post it up on the socials at Klein Alley Show if you'd like some visual stimulation to go with what you're hearing right now. We are live streaming on YouTube as we speak, so you can find us there. You can also get on the socials at Klein Alley Show. Right now, though, we got $100 of Alley's cash up for grabs, and if you'd like to claim it, all you got to do is get on the phones, 800-520-1067. 5 questions about the news. Answer them better than Allie does, and she will pay the people. And we do that after this on K-Rock. All right, let's go ahead and pay the people. It's K-Rock. It's Klein Allie Show. It is Thursday. The prequend is here. No better time than right now to take some money from El Cheapo over there. She's got $100 up for grabs every morning, and it can be yours. And all you have to do is answer some questions about things going on in the actual news. Score better than Allie. She pays the people, and we do it right now with, let's say hi to 646. So people all over Southern California want a piece of your money. Hello, who's this? Good morning.
Rocco.
Rocco, you're battling Allie this morning for her money. Have you ever played Allie Knows the News before, Rocco?
I have not, but I listen every morning on my way to work.
All right, beautiful. And usually how do you do while you are listening, answering in your head? Are you beating her or no?
Honestly, no.
Okay.
But I'm trying.
All right. Well, today could be your day. All that matters is the day that you actually call in to compete. Hopefully, we pay the people. Allie will sequester herself outside of the K-Rock studios.
All right.
She's leaving. Your round of questions will begin in moments. Get your thinking cap on, and here we go.
Allie knows the news.
Rocco, question number one. 100,000 pounds of illegal what was seized from a business in Los Angeles County?
Weed.
Go to question number two. This iconic SoCal road is set to reopen tomorrow just in time for some holiday travel.
PCH.
Question number three. OnlyFans is trying to save endangered species by releasing what type of content?
Oh, my God. Something from the zoo? The zoo.
Something from the zoo. Go to question number four. This K-Rock band has announced that they will have their next album called Breach. Let's finish this. Which K-Rock band has announced their next album will be called Breach? Let's finish this.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Say that again.
Red Hot Chili Peppers, I guess.
Red Hot Chili Peppers. And finally, Apple is making a five-part documentary about this legendary director. Which director is going to get a five-part documentary about them?
I have no one in mind.
Think of the legendary directors.
Is Soderbergh somebody? That's the only word
to come to mind. Soderbergh. All right, I'll write that down. Steve Soderbergh. All right, bring Allie in. We'll score it together. Don't say anything else. It's a lot different when you're listening in your car than when you're playing live on the air. And, Allie, you're battling Rocco right now. Rocco wants your money, understandably. Other people listening want your money, and you'll have another chance tomorrow with a Pick Your Poison Friday edition of this exact same game with all new questions and potentially a new person that you'll be playing. Allie, here we go. Question one. 100,000 pounds of illegal what was seized from a business in downtown Los Angeles?
Whenever it's that many pounds, it's got to be weed.
He said weed as well, because you guys are playing the pound game. But what you didn't think about is we are officially getting into gunshot or fireworks season.
Oh.
And it was 100,000 pounds of illegal fireworks.
Those are heavier.
No one gets the point. We move on to question number two. OnlyFans is trying to save endangered species by releasing content of what? What type of content are they releasing?
Of them humping?
Of what?
The animals.
The animals humping. They are releasing to save, try to raise money, mating videos of animals. Mm-hmm. He said zoo stuff. I will accept his answer as well.
What?
He said zoo stuff. That's
you cannot accept zoo stuff as an answer.
Rocco, what did you mean when you said zoo stuff? What did you mean, Rocco?
Sorry, I was on with Vanessa for a second. What was that?
What did you mean when you said zoo stuff for your answer in the OnlyFans question?
Like content from the zoo, like endangered species, they're putting up them up online so people can see them more and get excited.
I can't accept that. You're right, Allie. I'm sorry. He didn't say the same thing.
He said more specifically zoo stuff.
Zoo stuff. Well, Allie's gets the point on that one because it is actually videos of animals having sex with each other. Very funny.
Which, if you ever get to see that at a zoo, you're like, whoa.
So exciting. So rare that ever happens. So rare.
And then you have to explain it to a kid.
I don't know why they don't.
Why is he hurting her?
Why they're not pumping pheromones into those cages. I bet you zoo population would skyrocket.
There'd be no more endangered species.
No. And more people would go to the zoo because, and buy the kettle corn and everything else. If you were guaranteed you're going to watch animals banging, that would be awesome. Banging zoo, great idea.
The zoos should be run by OnlyFans models.
When I went to the LA Zoo for the LA Zoo After Dark, I thought that's what it meant was happening. I was like, oh, let's go. I got tickets to the zoo after dark. I thought that's like it meant like all banging.
All these animals are sleeping.
And all it was like a bunch of lights, like Christmas lights. I was like, these animals are still not doing anything. Question number three, Allie's up by one. This iconic SoCal road is set to reopen on Friday just in time for holiday traffic.
Yeah, the PCH.
He got that as well. PCH reopening. So Allie is still up one with two questions left. Question number four. This K-Rock band has announced the name of their next album, which will be called Breach. Let's finish this. K-Rock band, next Blink. Album, Breach. Let's finish this. She says Blink.
Sounds blinky.
He said Red Hot Chili Peppers. The correct answer is 21 Pilots.
I knew they did have an album.
No one gets the point, and we go to this final question. Apple is making a five-part documentary about this legendary director.
Steven Spielberg?
I thought he said Soderbergh. She said Spielberg. The correct answer...
You mean Soderbergh?
He said Soderbergh. Oh. The correct answer is Martin Scorsese. Yeah. No one gets the point. Well, Rocco, you put in a decent effort. You were brave enough to call. Ali still beat you, and what must you shamefully admit? Go ahead.
I'm Rocco from L.A., and Ali knows the news.
Keep trying, Rocco.
Next time, maybe next time, you'll have a shot at it. Tomorrow, that same $100. Maybe Ali doubles it because it's a holiday weekend.
Sure.
Whoa, really?
I feel confident.
Tomorrow morning, she's going to double it, $200. Up for grabs, and you can battle anyone on the show, which means if you go against Omar and he throws it so that Ali's forced to pay you $200. What a
this
way
is
to get,
my generosity, Clyde.
What a way to get into the holiday weekend.
Choose me, people.
Choose Omar. Don't go against Jake. He'll claim he's the ace and he won't lose.
I am the ace.
Because he's, quote, undefeated.
All right. Don't be a douche. Play fair.
You pick anyone tomorrow, right around this time, and we will probably throw the game to give you $200 of Ali's money.
All right. Take backsies.
Nope. Can't do it. There's no take backsies on this show, as we've learned the hard way many, many times. 106.7 K.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right, good morning. Hey, Rock, Klein Alley Show. 605 Klein, please stop talking over the music. Oh, well, I shouldn't have read your text over the end of that song.
Oops.
That is me doing exactly the opposite of what you asked for. If you need us, you can interact with the show lots of ways. You can call us live at 800-520-1067. Join us on the socials, Klein Alley Show. Or perhaps you want to become a net banger, even if it's just for the day, by interacting with the chat that's happening on YouTube right now, K-Rock's YouTube page. One of the very cool things about working at K-Rock, which I always thought happened when, you know, I listened to the station for many years before I worked here, you never knew who was going to stop by, random pop-ins from, you know, rock stars, sometimes just random celebrities would just walk into K-Rock. A lot of times they were confused because I think there's an orthodontist upstairs a few floors up.
Oh, there is?
I think so. I got stuck in the wrong elevator one time and I got off and they're like, welcome to the dental office.
Cool.
And I was like, wait, that's crazy. I'm on the wrong floor. But yesterday we were having a meeting and we were sitting around and Kevin Ryder was here and Megan Holliday and the boss. And all of a sudden, a knock on the door, and Shirley Manson of and Butch Vig of Garbage walk into the room. And she kind of looks around the room, and she goes, oh, Kevin.
Okay, I don't care who it is. I want it to stop.
That's what she said. That's exactly what she said.
And Kevin Weatherly was like, you're right.
You're right.
Shirley.
We all want,
fire them.
We all want this meeting to stop. And she goes, oh, my God, Kevin, so good to see you. And I am thinking to myself, that's crazy because I don't remember meeting her, but I think we said hi to each other at Acoustic Christmas a few years ago. I can't believe I had such an impact on her.
What a memory.
And I stand up to give her a hug because she's got her arms out as if she wants to hug and say, so good to see you. And I realize pretty quickly she is not talking to me at all because she sees Kevin Ryder's back at K-Rock.
There are two other way more important Kevins in this room.
Oh, yeah. I am the third. To be the third most important anyone in the room sucks. To be the third most important Kevin in the room is even sadder. So she goes and steps kind of right through me to give Kevin Ryder this big hug. Mm. Clearly, she loves the guy.
Yeah.
They have a beautiful moment. I'm sitting there humiliating and it's embarrassing. You know, you were talking about this the other day, Allie, but even when it's not a famous person, just a regular person that you think is like waving at you and you kind of wave back or something and then you realize they're not talking to you at all.
Oh my God. It happened to me in a hair salon. Everybody heard it.
Yeah, it's humiliating.
I was like, hi. And then everyone was looking around like, what?
Right. No one's talking to you.
And it's embarrassing. So, but it's more embarrassing when you're in front of a legendary band.
Right. So she gives Kevin Ryder a big hug. And then she talks for a little bit about things. And I am reminding her how great it was. How we still quote her speech, that clip Omar just played. Her yelling at the audience at Acoustic Christmas from a few years ago because some people got into a fight in the front row.
And it like reignited her anger. She was like, I was so effing mad when that happened.
Do we not have enough going on in the world without some aggro in a Christmas party?
Great.
She goes so mad, and she remembered it. I mean, you know, I think these people play like thousands of shows a year. She can remember this, and she's like, I was so angry.
Yeah, I know. And then she said her niece like showed it to her, this video, and was like, you're a meme, like you're embarrassing me.
Yeah,
she said that. And she was like, I'm so effing sorry.
Yeah, she said her niece is running around showing the video of her aunt, I guess, yelling at people at the show. And then she went on to explain to us that a few years after or before that, she played a K-Rock Weenie Roast show and I guess fell off the stage and injured her hip.
Completely, I think both hips.
It destroyed her hip. So she was explaining how K-Rock owes her, you know, significant damages for all of the time she's hurt herself at K-Rock shows. And then she was leaving and going into the studio to hang out with Nicole for a little bit. And she goes and turns back towards I Thought Me again and says, great, so good to see you, Kevin. And then I stand up again to say, great to see you. And that time she was talking to the other Kevin, which was Kevin Weatherly, the guy who runs the radio station. So both times I stood up to think that she was talking to me, and she was not talking to me either time.
I know. And I was so thankful to be the only Allie. No one said my name. No. I was like, I'm just going to stay seated.
Super humiliating both times. And and then even on the way out one last time, she's like, and good to see you. And I thought there was no name, but waved in my general direction, and that was also to someone else. I think that was Megan Holliday.
Well, it is always awkward when there's a group of people, but like, two of them know each other super well and are doing this really big hug.
Yeah.
And then they feel obligated to give a similar hug to the other people in the group. And some of them, she had never officially met me either. And it was like supposed to be, oh, well, let's hug, even though we've just met. And I feel bad that you have to pass that hug along to everybody because you started the hug train.
Yeah. It's no different than you're with a friend and then they run into a friend that they like a lot more. They haven't seen in a while and they have a huge reaction. They're like, oh, also, this is my other pal who's here. You're like, hey, I'm just here.
Hi.
So anyway,
I'll stand here.
One of the many uncomfortable moments that happens in the halls at K-Rock on a regular basis.
Hey, this is Shirley Manson. I'm just calling to say thanks to Kevin because he was so nice yesterday. And then the other Kevin, he was totally cool also.
Great.
That other dark-haired guy, I don't know who that was. He kept like seeking my attention every time I said Kevin. Okay. He was acting really weird.
Okay.
But yeah, that dude, man, you need to fire that guy.
Okay, thank
thanks.
You.
I don't have patience for this.
I hear you. You're saying what we're all thinking. Thank you, Shirley Manson. So,
another
fun day. Another fun day. Did Allie do Shirley's impression? She does to Shirley. She did. Allie did do the impression to Shirley. That's the
actually
clip.
I kind of did.
Yeah.
Because I said we play your clip all the time.
She said, "Make it stop."
I want the to stop.
K-Rock, Klein Allie Show. Allie, remember that burger controversy we got ourselves involved in? It was the billboard that went up as kind of a trolling billboard where we all universally agree In-N-Out is great. We love it. It's the best. And anyone who says otherwise is usually just trying to be combative or they're just trying to be go against popular opinion. But the reality is the lines don't lie. The consistent quality doesn't lie. It's just the best. We all love it. We've got our own order. And I've always said this over and over again. The best In-N-Out is the one by LAX, where apparently the NetBangers hosted a private function for all the YouTube viewers to go and hang out together at Klein's favorite In-N-Out, where you get to watch the airplanes land and the In-N-Out.
That's the Kevin number three's legacy.
That's all I got. And and then the Habit Grill put up a billboard trolling, saying we were voted number one burger by readers of USA Today newspaper, which is such a joke because what the hell is that? And how many readers are there of USA Today newspaper?
Well, and aren't they all about their partnerships? Like, we're partners with Habit Grill. So guess what? They're number one on this list. Yeah, you know, you, like, it's very skewed.
Right. I think if you pay to advertise, it'd
you
be
can
involved.
Be number one on
you
any
can be
list.
Number one. We should actually do that as well, just so we can put up a bunch of fake billboards. So then we put up a billboard defending In-N-Out, saying number one is overrated, you know, from the number 11 morning show in Los Angeles. In-N-Out's always better. And In-N-Out was really appreciative of that. So recently, this just came out yesterday, but according to Yelp, and I think Yelp matters, and over 100,000 reviews from random people, In-N-Out is the favorite hamburger.
Duh.
By far, which is something we've always said. And we all knew it. I mean, that was the thing. It's not even close. Sometimes you go, well, some people argue this is better. You know, I could see why there would be arguments about certain things, but when it comes down to that, it's not even like a discussion needs to be had.
I think that Yelp can be trusted in this way because while the reviews can be very skewed on Yelp, Yelp loves to tear down a chain and be like, I don't know what the hype is. This place is, you know, they can tear down somebody off their high horse, and to have them still reign supreme and be number one in the world of Yelp, where people love to pick each other apart and get pissed off about the most random stuff.
The reality is that I've had so many visitors, and you know, I've lived in LA since 2006. I've had so many visitors that have come out here from the East Coast particularly, and I've been there for their first In-N-Out experience. And it has never been, oh, you know what? I actually, this was way more overrated than I thought or something. It's always been like, wow, you guys are not kidding.
Really?
Yeah, everyone has had a reaction of like, oh man, that is good.
Like, see, the first time I had In-N-Out, I was like, this is good. I don't know how to compare it to, you know, like I wasn't blown away, but then the next day I wanted it.
Yes.
And I was like, got it.
That's where the addiction starts.
Yeah. Wow, I'm craving this burger. And I don't really crave things like that. So the fact that I was craving an In-N-Out burger so soon after having my first one told me everything I needed to know.
I had a new low recently where I went, and then my kids think it's great when I get the puppy burgers for my dog as well. And on the drive home, I ate the puppy burger
for
myself. And they don't salt those burgers. That's why they're puppy burgers. They don't add seasoning. They're just like, it's just ground beef. It's for a dog. And I ate the puppy burger while I was driving home and then had to pretend to my kids that they were out of the puppy burgers. I was like, they ran out of puppy patties.
Something
there.
You should not tell people.
Yeah, that isn't going to taste at all.
No, but I ate it anyway because I was smelling the In-N-Out. Like, that's why I've said I don't know the kind of person that has the self-restraint to order something at a drive-thru and not eat it.
You are a sad man.
You ate a dog patty?
Yeah, well, you can eat it. It's human grade.
Definitely lead with that.
It's not like Omar when he ate the dog.
You can eat it.
Omar ate real dog food before because he got confused.
But I unknowingly ate it. You ate this thing knowing it was meant for dogs.
Right.
And I'm sure his feud was human grade too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just because humans can eat it doesn't mean you should. This is not a theory you need to continue to test.
By the way, you take a bite of that patty and notice that it doesn't have any flavor, then you just stop.
No, but I didn't stop. I
Why?
Just finished because I was smelling. Because if you smell the other In-N-Out, you
then
can
grab your burger, man, and take a bite out of that goodness.
I know. Why? If you're going to eat something on the car ride home, you either eat the fries or you eat your own burger.
I ate some of the fries too.
Okay.
But yeah. I mean,
it wasn't enough.
And I didn't want to dig in and make a mess of myself, you know, drop the spread all over my lap. I've done that before. So the puppy burger is a nice, clean thing to eat. But I was thinking to myself as I was driving, eating a burger that was meant for a dog, is this one of my saddest moments?
Well, Klein's the new I Eats It guy.
Yep, that's right, Jake. I take it on.
Klein eats it.
Yeah, Jake's
no
whatever,
longer. I eat it.
I'm the I eats it guy now, apparently. Great. Jake and I are trading lives. Jake, you know, we may have to do that swap where I move into your shack and you move in with my family.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Presenting. Let's find out what's going on in the world with a look at your ADD news. Welcome to your Prequen Thursday morning here at K-Rock. Lots to get into today. Remember, get them ideas ready for the return of the Dank Tank. A little round of Klein's Kids Hate Him, and we will do some Man vs. Machine commencement speeches, all coming up later this morning. Right now, though, what is happening in the world? Things you should probably know about to get you into your long weekend starts now.
Grab your Adderall. It's time for ADD News.
Okay, so this is some breaking ADD news. This is a story developing this morning. There's an emergency situation in San Diego right now. A small plane crashed into a house, or potentially numerous houses, in a neighborhood in San Diego. It was a Cessna plane. This happened just before 4 a.m. this morning, so it's been a really active scene over there. There's a lot of military that lives in that area. There have not been any deaths or injuries reported yet. They don't even know how many people were on the plane. They've spent the morning evacuating people from the neighborhood and securing the crash site for the last couple hours. I'm sure we'll get more updates as the day goes on, but we hear about these little, like, I know there's been a lot of big league plane crashes to talk about, a lot of plane problems with Boeing, but these little Cessna planes tend to crash way more often. It's just not normal that you would hear them crashing into people's homes, especially locally.
Yeah, yesterday was a plane, big plane that I think had to do they were flying to LAX from Hawaii, I think, and they made it halfway back and then had to do a full turnaround because there was security threat.
Back to Hawaii? Oh, darn.
Yeah, but if you're like halfway, I mean, that's not a short flight. You're 2.5 hours in. Then
yeah,
2.5 hours
that's
back.
Got it telling you take more vacation.
No, I don't think you probably have to just sit at the airport while they check the plane for bombs and then they send you back up there. It's just an annoying, it's just one of those annoyances.
Yeah, so
long flights becoming longer. I've done that two different times. I've done the thing where the pilot has decided either middle of the flight or they couldn't land and they turn around. I think there was a flight recently from LA to Vegas that couldn't land in Vegas because it was too windy and they came right back to LA.
I think when it's halfway, no matter what's going on, you do a boat.
Well, I agree with the vote thing.
Even if it's like, guys, there might be a bomb. We're not really sure.
Right.
Do you want to keep going or do you want to turn around?
I agree. And
show
also,
of hands.
True for the same for like medical emergencies, same for, you know, kid
anything that happens.
Anything, just go to a vote. Everyone's got, we have.
The guy in 1C died. Show of hands.
Right. And they do. And I think
keep
that,
going.
Are you guys cool to keep going or should we turn around and drop the body? And I think that you have that little button above your seat you push for the flight attendant and that's your vote button. Everyone just votes.
That's the eject button.
Yeah, that or just do that. Eject that person
right
off.
Well, because if you're halfway, it doesn't matter whether you turn around or keep going. It's the same amount of time. So what are we doing?
Right. I agree. And that's where the pilot has to make that call up at the front. And
doesn't it screw things up more to go back the way you came?
I would think so. But once again, I don't know how that works.
That's the pilot's call.
Of course, it's always the pilot's call.
Isn't it done by air traffic control too, maybe?
I mean, sometimes I think that they could make a decision. The pilot goes, do I really feel like going back to my family tonight? Nah, let's go back. Right? That's probably what's going on.
I'll just start making my day. I get that sweet overtime.
We were all excited because we were going to do an AMA with an air traffic controller. We were very excited about this. So much so that we actually had the guy on and we were recording this and we were going to play it for you guys. And Vanessa could not have been more excited because we've been asking her for this for a while now because there's been so many problems in the sky.
This is so funny.
And the first question we say to the guy is, hey, so what's it like, you know, this air traffic control gig? Are you upset about all the complaints you're getting? He goes, well, technically, my job is on ground control.
So he's the one who tells the plane to make a left.
Yeah, he's the one who only controls the planes when they're going from gate to gate on the ground. And he could answer none of the fun questions we had about air traffic control.
And he was like, but I'm here to spread the word about how exciting my job is.
Yeah.
And we're like, well, what's exciting about your job? And he was like, all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes I have to tell the planes to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
So if the gate is full, I tell them to go to another gate. And we're like, and Vanessa came in afterwards. She was so proud of herself. She goes, guys, how did the interview go? We go, Vanessa, this air traffic controller you got us is
doesn't control air.
Does not control anything in the air. The second the plane gets an inch off the ground,
the most boring part of the plane process.
All he does is the parking of the planes and the moving of the planes from gate to gate. And she's like, are you serious?
Taxiing.
Yeah.
That's what he's in charge
of. So we're never going to air that, unfortunately. But boy, it was a thrilling 12 minutes we'll never get back in our lives.
12 minutes.
It was a long time because we were hoping. We were trying.
We were mining.
And also, he was a nice guy, too.
Very nice. And he was so excited about ground control that we were just like, cool, let's think of more questions.
Apparently, he has to do ground control for many years without an incident before he can be promoted to air traffic control.
Yes.
And we were like, well, can we talk to you then, maybe? And he's like, okay, we'll talk again in 10 years.
Exactly. All right. Remember a while back when that guy at the Pirates game fell from the stands onto his neck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'd gotten up to celebrate a play. Fell over the railing. I think he fell 20 feet. He broke his neck and his back.
Single-handedly, that made Omar like baseball again.
Yeah. Most entertaining thing in baseball.
By the way, that guy's still, he's okay, but he is recovering and he just took his first steps like this week.
Man.
He broke his neck and his back.
Oh.
And so they said he still has a long way to go. But anyway, they have charged somebody with a crime in this in this incident. So this guy, his friend, gave him beer at the game when he was underage. So this guy who fell, he was 20. His friend was 21. They went through all of the surveillance at the game, which must have taken forever, and they found this guy was buying... He bought two 24 ounces and he would give one to his friend. So this happened twice. The guy had two 24 ounce beers before he fell, which.
Rookie.
I mean, I was like, it was like he had two beers. And I'm like, oh, that's not that much. But 24 ounces is a lot for one beer. And especially a 20 year old who's not.
It's a beer with high ABV. You know what I mean? Some of those are really strong.
And I guess after the guy fell, you see the guy take the beers and hand them to his girlfriend, and the girlfriend throws them in the trash. But it's like, dude, if you're 21 and your friend is 20, you just consider yourselves the same.
Right, exactly. That's like the spirit of the law versus the letter of the law situation, where it's different than if it had been a, you know, let's just call it a 15-year-old kid who had some uncle that wanted to be cool. It was like, I'll just get you hammered during the game.
Yeah, there's 1 year, sometimes months, that are separating these guys. So,
getting charged with?
Solicit, like selling alcohol or furnishing alcohol to a minor.
Huh.
Yeah.
This is why I don't buy Vanessa drinks out in public. I don't want to get arrested for the same thing.
Oh, she wouldn't be able to reach the railing.
I know.
Boo.
I know. Don't boo me, child.
All right. This is the week. It's the last week for the penny. RIP. The United States Mint is producing its final batch of pennies this week. This is the end of the penny's 233-year run. They expect that we will start to see a shortage in January, which will eventually continue. The registers will start drying up. There's even talk of doing some kind of a program for people to bring in their piggy banks and cash out so that they can get the stragglers out of circulation.
Ding, 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 ding.
And I'm like, okay, so every seven-year-old is like, who has a... But legit piggy bank.
But everyone's got a drawer or a weird jar.
Yeah, like kids do.
Yeah, but I feel like every house, if you go around, it's Jake's big retirement plan. He's got a whole shoe full of pennies.
And it's an actual dead pig that he puts on.
Let's get into a brand new hour of the show. Let's do it right now. Here we go.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.